at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether this is your first time visiting or whether you've been here all your life, we are so glad that you're here with us today. You may have noticed today that things are a little bit different, and that is because it's comfy Christmas. This is a time for us to come together, wear whatever we feel comfortable in, and just relax and celebrate Christmas together. It's also a Fusion Sunday, so there's no Sunday school today. Instead, we'll be having intergenerational worship here in the sanctuary, and childcare is available if you need it as well. I have a few announcements today to start off. First off, we will have youth group for junior high next week, directly after Sunday school. Just stay here, eat pizza, go to Laser Quest, keeping it nice and simple. And there will be no senior high Sunday school next week. Are there any other announcements? It's a nice quiet time. All right then, together let us worship God. Please stand and join me in the call to worship, your voices and your motions. Rejoice! Jesus Christ is born.
Jesus was born to show love to everyone.
Jesus' life shows us how to love the world.
We share God's love with each other as one church.
We thank God for our praise and worship.
Thank you for Jesus, the light of the world.
Let us worship God.
Thank you. Holy God, you are so vast. Compared to you, we are tiny. We feel like the world's problems are too big for us to fix. We let ourselves be silenced. We hide with your love and justice. We hide from the needs of others instead of searching out the people who need your light. Loving God, help us, remind us that we are people on earth just like Jesus was, and that we are all of you. Please join me for our silent prayers of confession. Jesus knows how hard it is to be human, to fail. God hears our voice no matter how quiet we are and no matter where we hide from God's call to love. God sends new life and forgiveness through Jesus Christ for us all.
Now, will the children please come forward and join me in the front? You guys definitely got the message. You all look really comfy today for Comfy Christmas. Yep, it's Fusion Sunday, but we get to dress a little differently today. Most of the time, what do you guys wear when you come to the church? Clothes. That is true. Fancy clothes. Day clothes. Yeah. Dresses, maybe. Maybe a little tie sometimes on Christmas. We like to dress up when we go to church, so it shows that church is special. So here's a question. Why aren't we dressed fancy today? How come? Yep, Sunday after Christmas Eve. How come? What do you think? Not so sure? All right, so here's a question. God loves us when we come to church wearing our fancy clothes, right? Does God love us any less if we come to church in PJs? No, definitely not. And is God with us everywhere, even if we're not dressed fancy? Yeah. So today we get to wear our pajamas and our fuzzy slippers and our penguin pants, because it's good for us to remember that no matter what we look like, whether we're comfy or whether we're in uncomfy clothes or whether we look amazing or just kind of normal, that God still loves us all the time. Right? And you guys are going to pray for that, right? All right, good. Let's go ahead and pray together. Dear God, and we have some extra penguins for Christmas Eve. It looks like most of you brought a buddy, but does anybody want a penguin to hold? I thought so. Do you want one? I mean, if I twist your arm about it. All right, guys, let's go ahead and sit down. We've got a story in a little bit.
Praise our God. Praise God from the heavens, sing praise from every mountain, sun and moon.
Praise our God.
Sing praises, all you shining stars, deep waters.
Praise our God.
Sing praises, all you creatures of the seas, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy winds.
Praise our God.
Hills and mountains and every sky-reaching tree.
Praise our God.
Every creature of the earth.
Praise our God.
Every creature of the sky.
Praise our God.
Sing praises, all people of the earth. Let the young and old together praise God. Let all creation sing praises, for God's glory is among us.
Praise our God.
Thank you.
Second reading of the Word today is from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Listen now for the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The Gospel of Luke tells us that when Jesus came into Jerusalem, everyone shouted with praises and hosannas, and if that even the people had been silent, the stones would have shouted. Sometimes we forget, sitting here, that we are not the only creatures of God, that God created the entire world and heavens, the earth, the skies, and all of the creatures in it, that every one of those shows us God's glory. But sometimes we can see God's handiwork climbing a mountain, looking at trees, or watching a sunset. And of course, we can't forget that no person is too small to praise God, too unimportant, too poor or too rich or too busy to praise God. Well, let us take some time together to celebrate that every person is created and loved by God, and everything can praise God's wonderful glory. The story for you today, called The Friendly Beast, which is from a Christmas hymn, and let's read it together. Jesus, our brother, kind and good, humbly was born in a stable of wood. And the friendly beasts around him stood, Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I, said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I bore his mother to Bethlehem town. I, said the donkey, shaggy and brown. I, said the cow, all white and red, gave him my manger for his bed, and offered my hay to pillow his head. I, said the cow, all white and red. I, said the dove from the rafters high, cooed him to sleep, though his words would not try. We lulled him to sleep, my mate and I. I, said the dove from rafters high. I, said the cat with velvet fur, curled at his feet and for him did purr, warming his toes so we need not stir. I, said the cat with velvet fur. I, said the spider on silken line, wove him a halo to be a sign. He'll be the savior to thee and thine. I, said the spider on the silken line. I, said the sheep with the curly horn, gave him my wool for a blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I, said the sheep with the curly horn. I, said the dog from the neighboring farm, kept our sweet babe from every harm. At any noise, I barked in alarm. I, said the dog from the neighboring farm. We, said the camels, travelers bold, followed the star that was foretold, bearing his gifts of spices and gold. We, said the camels, travelers bold. We, said the mice, the poorest of you, offered him our love most true, this gift the greatest of all we knew. We, said the mice, the poorest of you. Thus all the beasts who loved him well in the rude stable were glad to tell of the gifts they gave to Emmanuel, of the gifts they gave to Emmanuel. We all have different gifts that we give to God. Whether you protect, whether you comfort, whether you are simply there for every moment of someone's life, caring for them, remember that all the things you do show God's handiwork in you and help us to praise God together. Let us sing. Now we have a time to come together and share the joys in our lives and our families' lives, as well as the concerns we have for the world and for our loved ones. There are a few people I'd like to lift up today. Mary DeGennaro is still in transitional care at Unity. She's doing well, but it's a long, slow process to recover from her hip surgery. Anne Marie's mother, Barbara Chung, is in Unity as well right now, recovering. I'd also like to ask for prayers for Ben, a neighbor of the Madovs who was attacked by a pit bull and is 8 years old. So prayers for him and for his family. Are there other prayers that people would like to share today?
Good morning, Tess McKeel. I just want to say thank you for all the prayers for my dad and my mom. My dad is out of the hospital, and they are on their way home, so they should be home tonight.
Bonnie Beckett, we had originally planned to go for Christmas with my sister in Canandaigua. She called and canceled, saying that she had landed on her weak knee and her husband had the flu. So she was canceling. We had Christmas dinner at Denny's. It was fine. And congratulations to Tommy, who is now 14 as of yesterday.
Yeah. This is J.C. Wushon. Just would like to ask for prayers for Velta, her brother and sister, as they are traveling back from Florida. They had to attend the funeral service of her stepmother, who passed away. As you know, her father passed away in July, and her mother was a year ago Christmas, so it's been a difficult year, but they are on their way back from Florida to New York, and she'll be getting back to Rochester on Tuesday. Thank you.
All right. Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this chance to come together, to share our joys, celebrate, but also to share our concerns and our fears, knowing that you hear every worry and you listen to every prayer. God, we ask that you give comfort to those who are lonely, who are waiting for good news for their loved ones to recover and to return to them. We ask that you give strength to people who are recovering in this difficult time of the year. And we ask that you give peace to those who are mourning as well. We ask all of these things knowing that your Son, Jesus Christ, makes the whole world new, gives us hope in dark times, and is a light in our darkness. God, we ask that you grant us wisdom and joy, that we can see the joy of this season as a child, that we can truly enjoy every part of your creation and see your work in the world around us. We ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, knowing that all we have is a gift from God, let us give back with our tithes and offerings.
Gracious God, thank you for all these blessings you have given us. May these gifts be used to help your people and bring your light to the world. Amen.
That creation and the human family are doomed to destruction and loss.
This is true, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
It is not true that we must accept inhumanity and discrimination, hunger and poverty, death and destruction.
This is true. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
It is not true that violence and hatred should have the last word, and that war and destruction rule forever.
This is true, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting, the Prince of Peace.
It is not true that we are simply victims of the powers of evil who seek to rule the world.
This is true. To me is given authority in heaven and on earth, and lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the world.
It is not true that our hopes for the liberation of humanity, for justice, human dignity, and peace are not meant for this earth and for this history.
This is true. The hour comes, and it is now that true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
So let us cry out with the love and the joy that Christ's birth brings us. Let us celebrate with faith and courage. Jesus Christ is born, the light of the world. And may God's blessing be upon each and every one of us, now and forevermore. Amen.